in an enormous victory for the DA and for language rights as enshrined in the Constitution. The South African Human Rights Commission today confirmed the DA's complaint that Stellenbosch University violated the human rights of Afrikaans-speaking students when it implemented an English-only policy in certain residences during the 2021 welcoming period. These violations were repeated again during the 2023 welcoming period. The DA lodged the original complaint with the Human Rights Commission on the 17th of March 2021 after receiving reports from numerous newcomer students that they were prohibited from speaking any language other than English in their residences, in public spaces, and even on park benches. In its findings, the SAHRC confirms the DA's charge that Stellenbosch University, quote, unfairly violated the human rights of Afrikaans students to freedom of expression, language and culture, equality, and to not be discriminated against on the basis of language, as well as their rights to human dignity. The commission directs the university to implement remedial steps, which the DA will apply pressure for the implementation of. This includes that Rector and Vice Chancellor Wim de Villiers must issue a written public apology that recognizes that the human rights of Afrikaans students were violated and undertakes to ensure that no residence implements policies in future that prevent any student from speaking a particular language. He is also directed to personally write to all residences to ensure that no English-only policy is implemented. And finally, the DA is delighted that the Commission has heeded our call for an amendment to the university's language policy in order to prohibit any similar bans on Afrikaans in the future. However, to ensure full accountability and justice for the thousands of students affected by this discrimination, Dr. Leon Schreiber, who is a member of the SU Council, has announced that he will, at the next council meeting, table an urgent motion of no confidence in de Villiers.